listeners of AC English, welcome back. This is Selah.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》This is 翩翩。哎，那上期书单我们做了之后呢，非常受欢迎哈。那很多粉丝呢就希望我们多做一些其他阶段的书单推荐。那我跟 Selah 我们商量了一下，我们觉得哎呀，干脆把所有阶段都推荐一些吧。
Yeah, so I actually was at a friend's house. They have two kids.And I looked, they were not at home, and I looked on their shelf to pick out what books their kids liked.
对，那么 Selah 呢是在他美国朋友家的这个书架上，他们家里面有两个小朋友哈，一个是，我记得一个是五岁，一个是七岁， right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
那么看到的他的这个书架上美国小朋友的一些必读书单哈，差不多是适合五到七八岁的这样一个年龄。其实呢，有一些想学英语的基础不是特别好的成人，也完全可以看这些书。
Yes, for sure. It has a little bit of everything for all kinds of language levels.
Exactly. 那我们今天呢，一共给大家整理出来了九套系列丛书。
Yes, 9 series books.
Series books 就是一些套书。那我们逐一来看 the first one, book series.
So the first one is very fun, and it's called Pig the Pug.
Pig the Pug. 一共有九本书哈。
Yes. It has 9 books, and they are all very colorful and fun.
哎，就是它这个主角好像是一只叫做 Pig 的哈巴狗，对吧？然后这个作者呢，在第一页就点题了，就是他超级自私，超级贪婪，然后而且呢又有撒谎成性。
Yes, he does very bad things.
而且他在家里面呢，好像还有一个小伙伴叫 Trevor.
Yeah.
对，好像这个 Trevor 呢是一只腊肠狗 ，sausage dog.
Yes, yes, he's a sausage dog, very long and skinny.
对，那这个 Trevor 呢很老实，然后经常想去亲近这个又自私又贪婪的这个 Pig， 但是呢，这个 Pig 好像总是打压这个 Trevor.
Yes, so.Pig is a pug, which is a type of dog, but he is very selfish.
Yeah.
And Trevor is his friend, and, well, Pig is always bothering and getting Trevor in trouble.
Exactly. 但到最后呢，都是这个 Pig 受到老天的惩罚，倒霉。
It's very good for learning, and it's written in rhyme, so it's very fun for kids to read.
It's written in rhyme, 就是有一些押韵。在里面所以呢就是大人啊还是小朋友啊都可以看哈所以呢这是我们推荐的第一套、book series、
yes.
就是 Pig the Pug 那我们来看我们要推荐的第二套书
Yeah, so the second book series is the Llama Llama Books
Llama Llama Books 这个 Llama Llama 写起来感觉好像很麻烦的样子哈这是怎么写的
Llama is spelledLLAMA.
What is llama?
Llama is an animal, and you see it a lot of times in South America.
就是那种羊驼哈。
Yeah.
Llama Llama books.
Yes, and then every one of the book titles is very fun. So the first one is Llama Llama Graham and Grandpa. And the second one is.Llama, Llama, Mrs. Mama. So,
yeah, 对 sounds fun, right? 而且呢，这个 Llama 系列呢，它是长期处于亚马逊100本就 children's books to read in a lifetime 长期处于这个名单上的哈，很经典。而且呢，这个系列里的书呢，好像也经常出现在这个《纽约时报》畅销榜上。
Yes, New York Times bestsellers for children's books.
所以呢在这个欧美儿童当中呢它知名度是非常高的这个 Llama 系列。而且呢这个可爱的羊驼的形象呢可以说是 household, 家喻户晓。
Yes, and I have been to many children's houses where they have a Llama stuffed animal from this book series too.
啊、对不对就是它这个形象实在是知名度太高了所以呢很多的美国小朋友的家里面呢一定会有这个 Llama 的一个这种玩偶哈
，Yes, it's very cute.
对，而且呢，你知道吗？就是这个 Llama 在这个系列丛书当中，它的这个形象呢，非常容易引起孩子的共鸣。Many children feel like related to Llama.
Yes, these books are very relatable, to、mm-hmm. young children because he is doing very normal things, like he does not want to go to bed or he's、yeah. going to the first day of school, so they can、mm-hmm. understand.
而且呢有的时候不想去分享。
Yes, so this book series can also teach some good lessons to children.
Yeah, exactly. 所以呢可以让小朋友学到很多东西哈。小拉玛就好像是另一个自己，我也要像他一样变得更好。
Yes.
So what is the third book series?
Yeah, so the third book series is a little bit different, and、mm-hmm. it's called the Behavior Matters series.
Behavior Matters series, 就是行为很重要系列哈。
Yes, Behavior Matters. And so every book in the series has a different title,、mm-hmm. and it's about a different character in the series.
而且呢它好像是比如说第一个吧是这个河马要学习怎么样变得礼貌。
Yes, the rhino learns how to be polite.
对，然后第二本呢，就是火烈鸟学习如何变得勇敢。
Yes, the flamingo is brave.
这套书呢，其实是适合六到七岁，甚至再大一点，有一定英文基础的这个小朋友哈，他是通过很多的这个故事、
yes.
培养孩子的这个情商。
Yes, exactly. It's talking about emotions.And self-esteem and encouraging good behavior.
Exactly. 就是能够帮助孩子们意识到哎我这个行为呢可能会影响到其他人。
Yeah. My behavior could influence other people.
这样呢可以引导孩子正确应对自己的这个生气啊焦虑啊有的时候被欺负的时候的那种情绪哈。
Yeah, exactly. So if your child has something that happens or he needs to learn a lesson, it would be very good to pull out one of these books and say, hey, let's read this together.
Yeah, 非常好。那么第四套呢，它也不能说是一套，其实是两本书，但是感觉好像是比较呼应的哈。
Yes.So these two books go together,、mm-hmm. and it is The Good Egg is the first book, and、mm-hmm. The Bad Seed is the second book.
一个呢是好蛋，一个是坏种子，两本书。我们为什么要推荐这两本书呢、
yes. Yeah, so The Bad Seed is about a sunflower seed,、
mm-hmm.
which is very popular in China, right?
Yeah, 瓜子吗
To eat as a snack, yeah, yeah. And that he's behaving very badly,、mm-hmm. but then he realizes he does not want to be known as a bad seed, so he、mm-hmm. tries to change his behavior. So similar、mm-hmm. to the other book series, Behavior Matters.
就是反正一颗小坏种子，他呢，总之有一天意识到自己的这个很不完美的一些方面，然后呢，想要自己进步。Mm-hmm. He tries his best to becomewell-behaved. 那这个 what about the good egg?
Yeah, the good egg is, he is good, as the name tells.
Yeah.
And he spends his time helping a lot of people. And sometimes people may not need the help. And so the good egg learns when to help, when not to help. And also his fellow eggs, the other eggs that live with him, are sometimes bad. So he tries to help them be better.
哦，一颗好蛋蛋哈，其实这本书呢适合大一点的娃娃，对吧？讲的内容呢，其实大人看也可以啊。就是这个好蛋呢，总是 spends his time helping people out， 但是其实有的时候可能，人们可能不需要他的帮助，
yeah.
对不对？过度热心，
yes.
所以呢，就是说，
too much.
对，所以呢，这只蛋蛋呢一直想改变他的朋友，后来呢却弄得自己遍体鳞伤。所以我想到一句话哈、啊，就是说改变自己的是神，然后改变别人的是神经病。
That's really good. I like that. Yes, this is exactly what these two books are saying.
所以呢，总之呢，这只好蛋到最终发现自己，哎呀，我都是我的问题哈。所以呢，他开始回归自我，然后发现要先爱自己，做好自己的事情，然后改变才会开始。
I think this is very good for kids that are still learning these things because often maybe they want to help but don't know how to do it best. So these books are good for that.
Yeah, exactly. 其实。到最后我们承认也是发现我们对这个社会最大的帮助就是先自己做一个正常的人。
Yes, first step.
Okay, so what is the fifth one? 我们第五本要推荐给大家的是什么书呢?
Yeah, so this one is called Grumpy Monkey.
暴躁的小猴子。
Yeah, Mm-hmm. And this author has other books about this monkey. Mm-hmm. And there are more books with these characters, but Grumpy Monkey with the red cover is the most popular one.
他的作者呢是
Suzanne Lang。
那么这个作者呢写的这个小猴子呢是也是一个 a series， 就是系列丛书。但是呢这个系列丛书当中这个 Grumpy Monkey， 红色封面这个呢是最畅销的最流行的对吧、
yes.
然后这个书它讲的是什么呢？
So this book is very funny. Mm-hmm. It's meant to make kids laugh.
Yeah.
But it's talking about emotions and unexplained feelings.
的确是，不光是我们大人哈，小朋友有的时候也会有这种 unexplained emotions. 很多时候有一些解释不清楚的情绪。
Mm-hmm. And the monkey in this book, he's very grumpy and emo, but he doesn't know why. So
yeah.
This book is explaining how he tries to deal with it.
这个其实也会帮助小朋友学会调节自己的情绪哈，学会正常的交流沟通。
Yeah, and it's okay to be grumpy, but you need to understand why you are feeling that way.
Exactly.
But grumpy is a very good word to use. It's very native.
非常地道的一个语言。其实如果不看这些绘本的话，可能我们想去表达这种情绪的时候，我们在课本上是找不到 grumpy 这么地道的词的。
Mm-hmm. It's different from angry but not sad. It's right in the middle.
Yeah, 就是在这个 sad 和 angry 中间的一个比较 emo 的那种感觉。
Yes, exactly.
对，大家都懂。那第六套书是什么呢？
So this sixth book series is How to Catch, and it has, I think, 11 books in the series.
哎呦，这一套你知道吗？我知道是《纽约时报》的最畅销书，同时也是今日美国的畅销书。
Yeah, no, this series is dealing with how you catch a lot of magical creatures that are not real creatures, but it helps a child's imagination.
特别具有启发想象力的这种作用，因为它都是 how to catch, 你怎么样捉住什么呢？捉住的那些东西全都是一些 magical, fictional creatures, 就是一些神奇的一些东西，不存在的一些东西，非常启发想象力。
Yes. These books are good for kids to understand what magical creatures that American children will talk about. Like, for example, unicorn or Easter bunny or tooth fairy. These are very American icons and characters. So that's good to learn that too.
对 ，I like that word icons. 可以帮助我们的小朋友去。了解到美国的小朋友他们心目当中呢有一些童话偶像都是一些什么对吧
Yes.
比如说像这个 Easter Bunny 复活节兔子呀、还有这个就是牙仙子呀这都是美国的小朋友他们小时候听来的一些、这个童话故事形象哎，那第七套是什么呢
Yeah, so the seventh series is the Pete the Cat Adventure Series.
Pete the Cat, 皮特猫。这是近几年来好像是非常受美国孩子欢迎的儿童情绪绘本系列哈，长居各大销售榜。
Yes, Pete the Cat. And it's a lot of times for younger children because it has easier words.
Yeah.
And is for...American kids or English-speaking children that are just beginning to read. So it is good for learning words.
那么这一套书呢就比较适合小一点的小朋友。它讲的是一只猫的故事哈。
Yeah, it's talking about a cat named Pete, and he does all kinds of normal day-to-day things.
总之呢就让小朋友会觉得特别的 relatable, 就是感觉哎，我也是做这些事情对吧然后能学一些这种 day-to-day words.
Exactly. Yeah, so these books are a lot of fun to read.
对，而且呢，这个皮特猫呢，它是个性非常鲜明，对吧？非常的自信，非常的乐观，非常的勇敢，特别能够吸引小朋友，让小孩呢也能够像他一样学会接纳自己，直面困难，乐于分享。
Exactly. He loves to have fun and go on adventure, and he is very confident and brave.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have very colorful and cute covers on the books.
对，你看这个猫，它这个形象也是哈，就是深蓝色皮毛，黄色外套，红白相间的鞋子，就是感觉这个颜色非常的鲜明哈，非常具有视觉的吸引力。
Yes.
哎，第八套我们要推荐的是我个人特别喜欢的，就是这个鸽子系列
The Pigeon Books.
The Pigeon Books. 这个作者是在美国相当有名的。
Yeah, the author is Mo Willems, and he has written many best-selling children's books.
那么他的这个作品呢，基本上都是这种畅销的童书。
Exactly, yeah. Parents know that any book he writes will be good for their kids.
哎，你知道吗？他之前曾经担任过《芝麻街》的这个动画的制作。
Oh, really? Yeah, so this book series is very fun to read. I have read it to children before, and I find myself very interested in reading it.
Exactly, 我也是当时读这个的时候觉得，哇，好好玩啊。因为这个鸽子系列吧，它全文都是独白。
So yeah, all of these books, the pigeon is sort of talking to themselves and having their own conversation.
好像一只戏精一样 ,very dramatic.
Yeah, he makes everything a big deal.
Yeah.
So some of the really fun ones are the pigeon wants a puppy, and he's having a conversation with someone we don't see in the book about how he wants a puppy.
yeah, 还有这个别让鸽子开巴士哈。这个别让鸽子开巴士 Don't let the pigeon drive the bus. 他一下获得了这个凯迪克银奖。颁奖词这么说哈，就是节奏完美，每一根线条，每一处空白都非常的关键。
Yes, you would say that this book is a page turner.
Page turner.那我们要推荐的第九套丛书呢，作者呢跟这个鸽子系列是同一个人。
Yeah, it's the same author, Mo Willems.
所以呢，我们第九套丛书是什么呢？
It's the Elephant and Piggy series.
小象和小猪系列。
The characters on the front are really cute, and it's always the elephant and the pig, which are two best friends together doing something.
Yeah, and they go through life together.
And they are doing very normal things that are very relatable, but somehow they do it in a very funny and interesting way.
所以呢，就是我们还是说这个 Mo Willems， 他呢，我们刚才讲过，他是美国家喻户晓的明星作家，对吧？他每写出来的这样的童书呢，都是那种 best sellers， 对吧？
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Many parents will go and buy these books for their kids.
所以呢，他呢被《纽约时报》誉为21世纪最突出的新锐作家。那么这个系列的故事呢，都是以小猪和小象的一个对话形式进行的，非常简单易读。
Yeah, my favorite book in this series is called We Are in a Book.And it is Elephant and Piggy realizing that they are a book.
这个听一听觉得很好玩哈。
Yeah, and on the cover of that book, it shows Piggy pulling up the cover to look inside. So if you had to pick just one, I would pick that one because it's very, very fun.
所以呢，我们给大家强烈推荐这个 We Are in a Book. 如果大家买了之后呢，可以马上拿出这一本来先赶紧看一下 We Are in a Book.
These books are so fun and interesting, and as a parent, you will want to read it with your kids to practice your English, but also spend time together.
也适合有基础的这种娃娃跟家长一起演出来哈，特别适合英语启蒙阶段的小朋友，也特别适合一些想学习英文的一些零基础的成人们。
Exactly.So these are 9 different book series and books that I know American children love to read and their parents will buy. So I hope one of these sticks out to you and that you will read them with your kids.
那这个呢是我们 Cilla 然后跑到她的美国朋友家里面做了调查之后看了看美国小朋友在读什么样的这个书之后、
yes.
给大家总结出来的九套丛书希望大家喜欢哈。
And don't tell my friend's family because they were not home. So don't tell them that I snuck in their house.
这个也可以写成一本童书。我是怎么样跑进他的家里面。
Yes.
I love books so much.
How I wrote the podcast.
How I wrote the podcast.
Yeah. But if it makes you feel better, I have a key to their house, so I was not breaking the law.
那我们今天呢就聊到这里。那亲爱的听众朋友们，你们也可以留言告诉我们你们觉得这一期节目怎么样，然后还有什么其他想要听的都可以留言告诉我们。
Thank you so much for listening, and we hoped you learned something today with us about books for kids.
So this is Pian Pian,
and this is Sayla.
See you next time, bye bye.
Bye. Over the fields where the water's fallen, all come together, are you in or are you out? There's a bird on a hill and he's sweetly calling.